Well, I welcome in Daryl Hall. Good morning, Daryl.
Oh, now I can actually hear you.
Now, Daryl, I've had 25 years that I can call you a friend. I've interviewed you on more occasions than we can count. And so welcome back. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, nice to talk to you again, man.
So, listen, I am your biggest fan of Live from Daryl's House. Let me talk you through, because it debuted last week, and there's a show a week. Here's what happens. Daryl invites artists to come to his house. Daryl built a studio in the barn of his home, and it's a fully loaded musical television barn.
Yeah.
So the guests come in, they do a lot of chatting, they cook. They sit down and eat. So if watching rock stars eat food is your bag, then this is for you. And then they play. Like, for example, one of the artists that is going to be on May 26th, the OJs, they're going to go into the barn. They're going to do some Hall & Oates, some Daryl songs. And Daryl does OJ songs.
Yes, please.
It is like crack cocaine for music lovers. Did I describe it pretty well, Daryl?
You pretty much got it. The only difference is that in this past season I've created a club, so I don't do it at my house anymore. I do it at my club. But other than that, it's exactly as you should describe.
I loved, you know, it was the little inside thing. I loved being able to see your kitchen and your dining room, and I even liked watching you eat, man.
Don't be creepy. He'll never come in.
I'm a sloppy eater, man. You know, it's hard to eat on camera. It's a very strange thing to do.
Now, Daryl, I was telling Gina while we waited for you to call back, you had come in on the Mark and Brian show, and you guys had released a rhythm and blues cover album. And one of the songs, which if I went to the deserted island, the music I would take is 70s rhythm and blues. And you did a version of Gladys Knight and the Pips. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. And then you stood up and did it for me. It was amazing.
Yeah, that I remember that very well. You know, the thing I remember is because you were on the morning show, and I had to come in and sing that song, which is not an easy song to sing, and I had to sing that first thing in the morning. But it was, I remember it was one of those magic moments, and very strong in my memory.
Well, and here's what I remembered, because, you know, sometimes you're into it and sometimes you're not, but you started singing that. And I could tell that it was working for you because you stood up. He was sitting down. He stood up, and he did that thing.
Awesome.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Daryl Hall, formerly of Hall & Oates, or I guess it is still Hall & Oates.
Oh, it's still Hall & Oates.
So, Daryl, you released a solo album, Laughing Down Crying. And I'm going to play just a little bit of this because you were performing on Mark and Brian, and I said this to you, and then you did it for me. I'll play just a little bit. This is Eyes For You, Ain't No Doubt About It.
Yeah,
soak this in.
Groove on that.
And while he is, you can get more information on livefromdarylshouse.com and the full lineup. Plus, oh, hang on. Hey, Daryl, tell the story of when you and John got a plaque in Philadelphia. I forget what the award was for.
Trying to remember which one, because we've got a number of plaques. Is this the one about the hotel room? Where it got stolen?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh. Tell that story.
Well, that's a very Philadelphia story.
We got
the key to the city, man. They gave us the key to the city, and they put it in my hotel room. I don't know. I can't even remember where they put it, but somebody grabbed it. Somebody stole the key.
That ain't going to open up no doors for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. So, real Philly, man.
Well, this, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Daryl Hall. I'm going to tell you, if you start watching Live from Daryl's House, you're not going to stop, because you can scan down all the artists, like Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 was in. Unbelievable stuff. They eat, they perform, they chat, they talk. Go to livefromdarylshouse.com and get this, Hall & Oates at the Hollywood Bowl September 20th. That is going to be a hot. You've played the bowl before. Tell us what it's like to stand on that stage and look out.
It's great. That's a great venue, because it's, you know, it's such a beautiful place. And It holds a lot of people, and it's always a good show, and I'm very much looking forward to playing there in September.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daryl, one of my bucket lists with my new job here on Mark in the Morning is to hope that you and John could come in and we jam. We put some tunes together and just listen to some great music.
Yeah, you never know, man. If I get the time to do it, I'll be there.
One of the best. I've always loved your music, Daryl. Thank you so much for the time again. The show is already back up. Go to livefromdarylshouse.com. Daryl Hall, thank you for talking.
Okay, thank you. See ya.